GSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
In early December, as fears of a new wave of COVID-19 rose, Beijing revived testing procedures in some hospitals and transportation hubs. Such attention has driven more worries about the Chinese populace, who were already suffering from cases of sickness.
中国疫情严重，医院和交通枢纽成为检测目标。12月初，中国大陆多地疫情严重，中共恢复了对部分医院和交通枢纽的病毒检测程序，这些措施加剧了本已饱受疾病困扰的中国民众的担忧。
Chinese health officials report a spike in pneumonia and other respiratory cases, with documents from the government warning citizens of a new wave of COVID-19 infections running rampant across the country, Radio Free Asia RFA wrote.
据自由亚洲电台报道，大陆卫生官员报告说，肺炎和其他呼吸道病例激增，官方文件警告说，新一轮新冠病毒感染在全国范围内肆虐。
The State Council also requested authorities to continue testing and monitoring at centers of transportation, schools, and other places.
中共国务院还要求有关部门继续做好交通中心、学校等场所的检测和监测工作。
All localities should strengthen prevention and control in elderly care, child care, schools, social welfare, and other institutions, as well as confined spaces, and urge daily protection and health monitoring, a directive by the State Council on November 24th read.
11月24日，国务院下达指令称，各地要加强养老、托幼、学校、社会福利等机构和密闭空间的防控工作，督促做好日常防护和健康监测。
There are reports that some people in Beijing are offering free COVID-19 tests, but as resident surname Wu heard, they are only testing the waters in the transportation hubs.
有报道称，北京一些地方正在提供免费的新冠病毒检测，但据一位姓吴的居民说，他们只是在交通枢纽做尝试。
I heard that they are not charging now because they want people to cooperate, Wu believes.
吴姓居民认为，我听说他们现在不收费，因为他们希望人们配合。
Following this movement for testing, health officials have also warned people to wear masks, wash hands, and ventilate indoor spaces to curb the spread.
在检测之后，卫生官员也提醒人们戴口罩、洗手、室内通风，以遏制病毒传播。
It seems that a mutated strain of COVID-19 is back, but the virus isn't being mentioned on the news, a resident in Beijing with the surname of Yu told Radio Free Asia Mandarin on December 6. I can't figure out what's happening.
12月6日，一位姓余的北京市民告诉自由亚洲电台，看来 COVID 的变异株又出现了，但新闻上并没有提到这种病毒。我搞不清楚到底发生了什么。
Beijing resident Zhao claimed that the government fears a resurgence of the virus, with many cases of pneumonia and other diseases possessing similar symptoms with those of COVID-19.
北京一位姓赵的居民说，政府担心这种病毒会卷土重来，因为许多肺炎病例和其他疾病都与新冠病毒感染的症状相似。
The propaganda is saying that these cases are caused by Mycoplasma pneumonia. Yet I also heard that the SARS-CoV-2 virus has mutated, Zhao said. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know exactly which disease it is.
赵姓居民说，官方宣传说这些病例是由支原体肺炎引起的，但我也听说新冠病毒发生了变异。我不是医生， 所以不知道是哪种疾病。
According to documents from the 2023 China Textile Industry Federation Science and Technology Awards Conference, which was held on December 6th in Beijing, shared on social media, participants were required to show a certificate proving they had a negative COVID test the day before.
据社交媒体上分享的2023年中国纺织工业联合会科学技术奖励大会于12月6日在北京举行的文件，与会者需要出示一份证明，证明他们前一天的 COVID 检测呈阴性。
For a conference starting on December 6th, they want a test dated December 5th, and they're not letting anyone in without a health clearance certificate, resident Wu said.
吴姓居民说 ,12 月6日开始的会议，他们要12月5日的检测报告，没有健康合格证明，他们不让任何人入场。
However, news and coverage about a possible resurgence and new variants of the virus has been minimal, leaving many to question China's ability to handle it.
然而，有关疫情可能卷土重来和病毒新变种的新闻和报道却少之又少，这让许多人质疑中共应对疫情的能力。
Children are being rushed to hospitals and clinics with cases of respiratory disease. One kindergarten principal with the surname Xiao said that most kids are sick with fever.
大量儿童因呼吸道疾病被紧急送往医院和诊所。一位姓邵的幼儿园园长说，大多数孩子都是发烧。
A lot of kids are infected, Xiao said.In one class, only 3 kids turned up for school, and the rest were off sick.
邵园长说，很多孩子都被感染了。有一个班，只有三个孩子来上学，其他人都生病请假了。
Calls are flooding medical centers like Beijing's Chaoyang Hospital, the People's Liberation Army General Hospital, Pediatric Clinic, and other hospitals that are reportedly...not answering multiple calls during office hours.
人们不断地向北京朝阳医院、解放军总医院、儿科门诊等医疗中心打电话，但据报道，这些医院在上班时间没人接听电话。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burlaby, and I'm Hershey. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Front Person, and the song is called UOI.Which is from the album titled Front Runner, released in September 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chant Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑欣赏节目。首先呢，要推荐给大家的是来自 Front Person 演唱的歌曲 UOI， 希望您喜欢。 Alex is a music piece called Celebration, and it's from the album titled In One by David Caffey Jazz Orchestra, which was released in October 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 David Caffey Jazz Orchestra 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Celebration. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. That song is a Chinese version of Jingle Bell. A Plex is another kid song. Again, it's a Chinese version. It's called Santa Claus.Segment of the Chinese show, and the song is called White Christmas, and it's vocal by Zhu Baola, and Hershey wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and Hershey also is very thankful to all our listeners for accompanying meIn the past year, and I hope to get your continuous support next year. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自朱宝拉演唱的歌曲《圣诞节下雪》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，也感谢大家一年来对我们节目的支持。祝大家有一个愉快的圣诞节和愉快的新年，我们下周同一时间再在空中相会。
您现在收听的是90.1 FM。